This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin, and we are very excited. Well, I'm very excited because he's been on the show before, but I wasn't actually here when he was on. But Representative Evan Goyke, welcome to back to As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for having me back.
And so, actually, I think the last time I saw you was at Bird on a Wire for Luann Bird's fundraiser, which was wonderful, back in October. And I think you said, you're like, when am I getting back on the show? So sorry it took so long.
That's okay. I'm available. That was the coolest political event I've ever been to, though. That remains... Just that was a special night.
It was
to be a part of it.
Yes, I totally agree. The music was so good. It was very Milwaukee. It was very uplifting. She is just a special human in general. And yeah, I was really happy that I got to be there for that. But and you were also on Earl's show today, so it's a big Civic Media Day for you.
Yeah, I should have just moved in and hung out at the studio all day. I've been a little bit more efficient.
Welcome anytime.
We have free snacks. You could have eaten breakfast for free. But all right. Well, so I gotta say, it was funny because we were talking about a potential bipartisan bill about nurses at the top of the show today, and you were like, "Whatever, there's bipartisanship." We're like, "Yay, bipartisanship!" Because often there's not, and no one probably knows that better than you, who's been in the assembly for 12 years, going on 12 years.
Yeah, 11, going on 12.
And I got to say, I'm surprised that you have as much hair as you have and that it's not gray.
It's gray now.
It isn't gray.
It's getting gray. Yeah, it's getting there.
Because you, being on the Joint Finance Committee, are at a lot of the center of a lot of the fights that are happening. And in fact, I actually made a video about one of your righteous, totally justified, but righteous anger moments last week when your mic got cut off talking about not even passing paid leave and putting it in the budget, just studying it, just studying paid leave. And you brought up, what did you bring up? And then we're going to play the clip.
Yeah, well, you know, I hit a sore spot because the Republican governor in the fall, Tim Michaels, the candidate for governor, embraces this policy. You know, the Republicans have spent 50 years trying to end Roe versus Wade, and then they did. And now they have no idea what to do. They are absolutely lost about what comes next. And so some Republicans like Tim Michaels have embraced paid family medical leave when somebody has a child. And so I just reminded them of their candidate's position in the fall. And that must have made Senator Howard Markline really mad. And so he shut me up by muting my microphone, which has never happened to me.
But then
before,
he turned it back on and you had one of the best mic drop moments. I don't know. Did you practice that speech or did that just come to you?
That was no idea that the day was going to unfold like that. So that was completely winging it.
All right, let's take a listen.
Okay.
Record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
Responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me off. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose.
Boom!
Cut me down and I will return five times what I was before. This from Star Wars or something, right? That's Obi-Wan.
Did it feel good to get that off your chest?
Well, yeah, it always feels good to get something like that off your chest. But I want to... I guess it's appropriate to thank Senator Howard Markline for what he did, because in response, more people are learning about the actual policy.
Yep.
I mean, remember, a speech feels good, but we lost.
Yeah.
Right. The more important thing is making progress towards enacting public policy that will help hundreds of thousands of families in Wisconsin. So I am grateful that he got very upset and turned off my microphone and got me really upset so that I could yell a lot so that we could have this conversation about how creating what is in essence an insurance program. It's much like unemployment compensation or Social Security, where workers can earn and set aside their a portion of their wages and employers pay a small amount as well, so that when people grow their family or get sick or care for a loved one, they can do so with paid time off. It's a hugely important policy.
I totally agree. And you're right. I mean, sometimes that is the march towards actually getting something done is just the continued awareness over it. And a viral video helps.
That's exactly right. And the more that gets spread and the more, you know, it really isn't about yelling or having a mic muted. It's about the Republicans' unwillingness to actually have a policy debate about what they have fought and got a policy where women have to give birth if they're pregnant. So what's our responsibility after that? What do we do now in a post-Dobbs world? And, you know, some Republicans support this policy and, you know, as a Democrat, I do too. So let's go. Let's get it done.
I totally agree. Well, one of the things we've talked a lot about this show also having to do with having children, which is not dead yet, unless you have an update for us, is the Child Care Counts program and potentially having some funding in the state budget to ensure that we just stay at the status quo, let alone help where we're at with child care. And as I've talked about on this show many times, this is an issue that is going to become very immediate and personal for me very soon. And I still need to get on some wait lists. But where are we as far as any updates that you can say as far as how... Are Republicans at least understanding the child care situation?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I mean, Thursday. So that the clip you played was from Tuesday of last week. Then Thursday we had a debate really around child care. And there was some commentary that was at least signaled that some Republicans understand that there needs to be a state involvement and subsidy to keep child care centers open. There were also some words exchange that gives me an indication that they're not going to meet the mark set by the governor. The governor has, in his proposed budget, allocated $340 million. And so I think you're starting to see Republicans are going to do something. That something probably will not meet the need, and it probably will not, you know, fall short of the governor's mark. But, you know, I guess a step forward is positive. And
yeah.
and just as an additional indicator, when the budget debate began, the Republicans on Joint Finance removed over 500 items that, you know, can't come back up again. One of those was paid leave, which is why Senator Markline turned off my microphone. But interestingly, child care counts was not on that list.
Yeah,
it was not removed in that initial wave. And so that means it may indicate action on it at a later date.
We're talking to State Representative Evan Gwaeke of the Milwaukee area about kind of just state budget stuff in general and the sausage making process that he is privy to. So I guess because we've talked about that a fair amount as far as the 500 different issues that will not be included in the budget, besides that child care is still alive, depending on how much will actually be allocated towards it. What other issues are still alive that you think there's some bipartisan agreement on?
Well, you know, I think we have to increase funding for our public schools.
Yep.
The last budget gave a $0 increase in spendable money. And I think there's a recognition across the aisle that that has to happen. This coming Thursday, we're part of our agenda is on the Public Service Commission, which administers broadband expansion grants. So I think, you know, historically there's been some bipartisanship there. As also Thursday is debates about our building, what's called the capital budget, the state building plan. And that largely centers around our University of Wisconsin campuses. And the governor's suggested we put a lot of this one-time surplus cash into building these buildings, essentially buying a house but not having a mortgage, and that Republicans have indicated some support to that. And I'm hopeful that they'll follow the governor's lead, put a large amount of one-time cash into these building projects, and we'll have a more robust building budget than we've had in the last couple of budgets.
And then the final question, we only have like two or three minutes before commercial. So, but where are we? Any updates on shared revenue? I know as of last week, it was then Robin Voss saying we are done negotiating this bill. Devin LeMahieu saying maybe not.
Not so bad.
You're obviously not in the Senate, but any updates as far as continued negotiations there?
Yeah, I from everything that I've heard last week in the halls of the Capitol, I'm no longer kind of at the table because, as you mentioned, I'm in the Assembly and the bills in the Senate. But yeah, my understanding is that conversations are continuing to happen. I think the earliest the Senate is in to vote would be June 7. And so what we'll have to really watch this week is, does the committee take a vote on the bill?
Okay.
And does that next process take place? They had a hearing last week. They have to actually vote on it. That's often where bills are amended. And so, you know, I think you can expect Senate action in the next week to 10 days. But from everything that I have heard and been party to, you know, progress continues on the bill.
And as a Milwaukee representative, for where the bill's at right now, what's been negotiated so far, what still is up in the air, what's kind of the best case scenario for Milwaukee coming out of this bill?
My best case scenario is that the majority party in the legislature backs away from some of the unique treatments of how we self-govern, things that we can and cannot spend our money on under the bill, diversity, equity, inclusion, changes to the police and fire commission, the streetcar, public schools. You know, there are additional strings attached in the bill that are unique to Milwaukee that are not put on any other unit of government. So the more we could, the more the deal for Milwaukee resembles how every other unit of government in Wisconsin is treated under the bill, the better for me. This is just reducing the amount of kind of the strings or the micromanaging or the changes on how we self-govern, the better.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but Representative Evan Goyke will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. I said, come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinere. What was the...
That's from Star Wars.
I know it's from Star Wars. It's
Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting with Darth Vader.
Who's Darth Vader in this and who's Obi-Wan?
Yeah, this is important distinction. A little nervous.
Our representative is Obi-Wan.
Of course, our representative Evan Goyke.
Please.
And our guest, our esteemed guest.
I'm done. I'm done. Can I be done now? This is it. I have reached the pinnacle of my political career.
I do love...
It's done. I'm done.
Because there's a certain Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who also likes to use Star Wars imagery and metaphors, but on the flip side that I think the side that the three of us find ourselves on. And so, you know, it really can be used of who you have to specify.
Specify.
You have to
sure,
specify
sure.
Who is Darth Vader, because depending on who's setting up the metaphor, it could be different. all right. Like I said,
Thank you, Jane.
Our guest for this half hour is Representative Evan Goyke. And we're talking about budget stuff, shared revenue stuff, which, you know, is shared revenue is non-budgetary because it was taken out and it is a separate bill, even though it feels it has a lot to do with everyone's budget and every municipality's budget, but it is outside of the budget, right, Goiki?
Yeah, it is. And it will, the bill also directs, we still have to do a bunch of things on joint finance through the budget in order to make the things in the budget happen. So it is outside, but only on paper.
Only on paper.
It really is a bunch of documents. Yeah.
So then, but also remind me, so one of the other items that was in Governor Evers' proposed budget, but I think is also now a separate bill, is American Family Field, right?
Correct. Yeah, so the governor had recommended taking just under $300 million and basically investing it, setting it in a trust to grow over the next couple of years so that when the stadium needs maintenance or new dollars for projects, they could pull from that trust. The Republicans took that out. They do not have a plan really yet to show the world, but they think that it should be a blend of the state, the locals, and potentially the team paying for the stadium. So that is a really big question mark. Ball is definitely in the Republicans' court right now on what the next steps are for the future of that deal, the future of the Brewers and AmFam Field. And you know, there's been a lot publicly out this last week from Major League Baseball and from the Brewers about just, you know, what the stakes are. And, you know, we will see. Negotiations are taking place. What the details are, I don't think anyone knows because the Republicans haven't put them on paper. They haven't introduced it as a budget motion or a bill yet. So, you know, more to come on that. That is a big item that's kind of left out there hanging without resolution.
And do you have... What do you think? Like, what do you think would be the best deal as far as striking the difference between taxpayers paying more money or keeping the Brewers, or kind of like what are the different trade-offs that you're looking at?
I think losing the Brewers is a big loss for the state of Wisconsin and for Milwaukee. It would be a shame to see them go. There's really good math behind the governor's proposal, and I know. Look, if you put the money in a bank account now and it can grow over time, we basically get $440 million worth of future repairs for $290 million today. And if we pay for it on an ongoing basis, the costs will escalate. We know that fixing the roof 10 years from now will cost different than it would cost today. And I'm concerned that we're going to end up paying more for the same amount of repairs and maintenance and improvements than if we just put the money away. We still have $6.9 billion surplus, so let's just use some of it. It's not a small amount of money, but I do support the governor's position in large part because it's the cheapest way to ensure the team is here for the next 20 minutes, or 20 years.
Or maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, or maybe 20 minutes. Let's hope not. The next 20 years or more. And frankly, it just takes all the question mark out of it, right? It just let's wrap it up and get them to yes and put the whole thing in a posture moving forward that's resolved.
And that's actually interesting. You're the first one who's said it in that plain of language as far as like, oh, let's take advantage of compound interest and the high interest rates we have right now because the Fed keeps trying to slow down inflation and actually be able to use this money in perpetuity, but for a while. And I don't know if that part of his deal is advertised as much as far as why that kind of is smart math.
It's the nerdiest, wonkiest part of the deal, but just think about it. We have a lot of cash now. This could be a one-time expenditure. Put it in the bank, lock it up. By the time the Brewers start drawing down $290 million's a lot more than I have in any kind of bank account.
What?
You know, so the interest.
You've been in the legislature for 11 years. You're not a millionaire yet?
Yeah. I'm not a millionaire yet. No, I am. Yeah, it's pretty rough here in the assembly. But no, it is the smartest financial way to solve the problem in my estimation because it actually it takes advantage of the power of compound interest.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're gonna have to have you back as these negotiations progress and develop. But then also because we didn't even get to touch on the fact that you're gonna be running for a different office next year, and so we'll have to have you back to talk about city attorney. We'll have you, and we'll have you back in a shorter period of time than the last time I saw you, I promise.
Okay, yeah, let's not wait 6 months. I would love to come back. I'm a candidate for city attorney in April of 2024 in the city of Milwaukee, so would love to come back and talk about that important election.
That very important election, because that's, that office right now. All right, different topic, different day. Representative Evan Goyke, thank you for coming on and spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you both.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, would you get a brain chip? I don't know. Depends on what it would do, but I'm leaning towards yes. We'll ask that question when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye. I can't wait.
a lot of skin in this game, but if I have any, as
cheer for
Jimmy Butler, sure.
Okay,
but the thing is, because then after it was the Sixers. They lost. They beat the Sixers because then Doc Rivers was also fired, and that was the joke of like Miami Heat's coming for everybody's coach. But I say that as a segue because the Milwaukee Bucks have hired a new coach.
Oh, they hired him.
Well, they're set to hire.
Okay,
set to hire Adrian Griffin as their new head coach. He will be the 17th head coach in franchise history, and this follows a 23-day search following the dismissal of Mike Budenholzer.
Who was so gracious on the way out.
He really was.
He was. It was just, if you're going to end a relationship, that's the way to do it, man. Class act.
Not like Dan Kelly?
Exactly.
It was basically the opposite.
The complete opposite.
The two spectrums of how to say goodbye.
And how to lose.
Yeah. Dan Kelly on what really never to do and never to be heard from again. And Bud, Coach Bud, being like just a class act.
All the way.
And he is selling his house. If anyone has an extra $7 million and you want to buy a house,
I'll search for it.
That is what his house is listed as.
Okay.
And
River Hills?
Probably.
Yeah.
That area. I mean, a $7 million house in Wisconsin is a pretty impressive house.
I would certainly.
There's not a ton
so.
Of property that is like multi-millions of dollars.
I mean, we have
is
some.
There's some, but there's not a lot.
Lake Geneva area, you know, there are pockets, and but yeah, $7 million should get you quite a bit of real estate.
Go pretty far in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Griffin returns to Milwaukee. He was actually an assistant coach. He spent the last five seasons as an assistant coach in Toronto, where he was part of the championship team that won in the 2018-2019 season.
Okay.
And he's 48 years old and he began his coaching career in Milwaukee.
I like that.
So he's coming back.
Knows the culture, he already knows the town, he's familiar-ish.
Yeah, he was here in 2008 and he was part of the a three-team trade on August 13th, which also brought Luke Ridenour and Damon Jones to Milwaukee. He began his coaching career in Milwaukee, but never played again. I'm confused on the wording of this. This is from Journal Sentinel. But anyways. We're going to have a coach. Today is an off day. It's almost like we just had a three-day weekend.
Well, and there's that. And I think a lot of people are still off.
Do you think so?
Oh, when I was driving in this morning, it was Deadsville on the roads. I think a lot of people are still on vacation.
My brain is still on vacation, apparently.
Well, and you're expecting, so.
We're just going to keep blaming that. All right. Well, we do have a very fun third hour. No sour, haha, fun time. Power hour, of which we only have four left.
Right.
Because a week from yesterday, on June 5th, we are changing schedules. We are going to be starting at 10 and going till noon. Instead of being 11 to 2 every day. And so sour haha fun time power hour is going to be condensed, maybe called something else.
Right.
But
we'll still do fun things.
You know, we got to condense a lot into 2 hours after being at 3 hours since August. And so, but coming up in the last hour, we are going to be talking to the Experience MKE podcast guys, Steve Glenn and Adam Duros. Are here in studio, and they have a really big announcement.
Oh, yay.
So if you live in the Milwaukee area, if you ever visit Milwaukee, you're definitely want to tune in for this. And then at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Jake Newborn of the Wisconsin Bike Fed, talking about Wisconsin Bike Week, which is next week. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You see on the bubblegum cards, me and homeboy would go one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.